Blog Talk Radio.
What we do, baby.
coming to you live once again. Can a Player Play on the air? A beautiful Sunday afternoon broadcasting live from Las Vegas, Nevada. But before I go any further, we have to take the time. I wish I had a drum roll to introduce the man, the legend, world famous, K. Hold on. K. Diddy, welcome.
Well, you know I was going to complain because you always start off the show with "Here I go again," like you rolling by yourself. I think I'm going to put you on the hood as a hood ornament so you'll remember that you ain't rolling just by yourself.
You know what? You're one of them folks who did you hear the introduction I just gave you, sir?
And yeah, but that was
complaining.
Well, that was still after the fact, because I heard what Joy said. That was after the fact. We want to be recognized first.
Okay, so we already getting the ego tripping going. Okay, well, you know what? I'm gonna take a moment from you and go introduce. Okay, I guess she just left.
Who that?
Joy. She just beeped out, but I was about to give her own hell of an introduction.
See, you're probably pissed off.
Lady Joy, come back when you get a chance. I was just about to get your whole intro, you know, going, but I'm sure you'll be back. Wow. You see, you done started, man.
I threw you all the way off your little spiel.
Yes, you did. You know what I mean? I'm about to give Lady Joy a hell of an intro, then you go with your ego tripping. You know what I mean? But, you know, the last week we had a wonderful show without you. Everybody said, but you know what? Let me be
what
quiet.
What you trying to say? You had a wonderful show without me. Is that what you were trying to allude to?
Can I please have a moment to introduce the lady of the show, the glue that holds the fabric of this show together, the wonderful Miss Joy LaShawn.
Thank you.
Yay! Big Bird,
Thank you. I appreciate it. Boy, it was just something listening to you two go back and forth with each other. That's new.
Well, yeah, because see, I was just telling him, you know what I'm saying? Because he tend to forget that when he didn't have no money and pulled up to the gas station, you know, me and you put the gas in the car. See, he tend to forget that he riding with us.
Lady Joy, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Did you hear the intro I just gave this man?
I sure did. I sure did, with applause and everything.
But that was after he took 5 minutes for himself.
Wow.
Oh, come on now. Stop nitpicking.
Yeah. See, you wouldn't be saying that if I told you that your name was about to get forgotten.
Oh, that wasn't going to happen. That wasn't going to happen.
Thank you. But, you know, I was just telling him how much of a wonderful show we had last week. It was good. The show flowed. And now this week we have already started off in controversy because Katie's ego is bruised.
You're trying to make it sound like that you had a wonderful show because I wasn't here. That's what I was hearing.
I never said that.
No. That wasn't even the case. We held it down because you had something else important that you had to do. And, yes, you were sorely missed. Because I didn't have anybody that I could crack on or none of that stuff. So, yes, you were definitely missed. Okay?
Yeah, well, you did have some.
I ain't seconding that.
Can we move on now?
You did have somebody. You were just scared.
No. We did miss you with your, because we missed hearing about your Vienna sausage fiasco and all of that stuff. So, yeah, we missed you. Now, can we move on now?
I'm down to move on.
Okay.
I ain't thinking about neither one of y'all other folks.
Can I say something before we get started? Something has been really bothering me for the past couple of days.
Get it off your chest.
Yes. I've been on my computer, on my Facebook, and some jackass had sent me a virus. So if you get something from me that sounds kind of crazy, I've been getting texts, I've been getting calls, and now I got to have my computer fixed. And just to let you know, if you get something crazy like I saw you on TV or your ass looked good in that video or some he say, she say bullshit, especially people that I haven't talked to in a while, that's not for me. And I think, I really think that's a shame that a person can't get a life other than messing with people and just doing stupid shit like spreading viruses in people's computers. And you know, you could ruin somebody's life like that, you know, and that's totally not appreciated. So I just want to get that off my chest. There's more that I can say to that, but I won't.
Man.
Well, that's good. Because we know you could really let them have it, whoever it is.
Oh, for sure. You know that. But I was able to put it on my Facebook page, and I sent out, whenever I get back on, I'll send out an email about the same situation because other people that I've seen on Facebook have had the same problem. And I think the jackass that's doing this shit need to get a life. Otherwise, you know, don't be let yourself know who you are because you will come up missing from a lot of folks.
Just for the record, all you people out there need to update your virus programs because there's a whole lot of people out there doing that.
Yeah. Well,
the only way they can get you, if your computer's not protected. So that's the first thing.
Well.
Yes, indeed. You know what I mean?
I'm with a certain cable company that I thought was protecting me. I've been having problems with my landline. I tried to call through, I got through, and then it cut off, so it's, you know, I don't even want to go there, because I'm very...
Well, see, in the future, you know, you need to bring that old computer over here to our computer specialist, K. Biddy, and he'll call you when you're off the line to give you that number, so he'll take care of the computer problems for you, but we'll talk about that later.
Well, I sure appreciate it. Okay, let's go on with our subject today.
Right on. Well... Today's subject, before we were rudely interrupted by K. Diddy.
Thank you.
We call today's show The Price of a Good Life. This is something that's been weighing heavy on me personally because, you know, everybody wants a good life. Everybody wants good things. And, you know, you have a few knuckleheads out there who don't.
I beg to differ with you. Everybody say they want a good life, but no, everybody do not
exactly
want a good life.
There you go, and that is exactly, you know what, since your ego is flying high today.
That is not an egotistical statement.
You said it better. My esteemed colleague, I am completely agreeing with you that that's a better way of phrasing what I'm trying to say. So please, let me glorify your trend of thought.
Thank you.
Everybody says they want a good life. Everybody says they want a better life. People say they want a better relationship. People say this and say that. But at the end of the day, what are you as an individual doing for you to have a better life, a.k.a. a good life? Are you just sitting around talking about it? Or you're somebody who's doing something about it? It's sort of like somebody you've said, all of us know this person. Go ahead.
Some people might think that they're living a good life, and to them they are, but outsiders might look at it different. You know, and it's like, you think you got it going on, but it's not happening for you. And I think living a good life to each individual, you know, they have their own perspective of that. You know, living a good life for one person to another person, you know, they might not think that they are living a good life. And it depends. Are you talking about financially? Are you talking about morally, emotionally? What?
There you go. That or
all of the above.
All of the above. For whatever you as an individual consider a good life. Some people think, well, if I have money, I'll have a good life. Some people think if I get closer to God, I'll have a good life. Some people think if I fall in love, I'll have a good life. Some people, each one of us, if I have a nice car, that means that's a symbol of a good life. You understand what I'm saying?
Some people, what is that? What is all that noise in the background? Is somebody sneezing or what?
Okay, did it stop playing with the toys on the ear, please?
That is not me. That is not me this time. I'm innocent.
But anyway, having a good life is each individual's their own version of it. You know, some people think they're having big cars, you know, and big houses and money. And in this economy, you could look at it like that. Yeah, I'm living a good life, you know. I got my bills paid. You know, I can go shopping when I want to. I don't have to put stuff back at the checkout line in the grocery store and all of that. So, you know, everybody's good life can be different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You could be in love with somebody and think that's a good life, you know. You don't necessarily have to be in love. You can live a good life by yourself.
So what you're saying is relative to the individual.
Yeah, you go. You know, Sweetie Love in the chat room says, "Money don't make you happy. It allows you comfortability."
Say that again.
Love in the chat room. Money doesn't make you happy. It allows you comfortability.
Well, I beg to differ, honey. If I have some money right about now, I'd be very happy.
Cause you'd be comfortable.
Exactly.
I'll agree with that. But, Tony, I think if you approach that question, that issue from a spiritual sense, that will encompass some of those other things you're talking about in terms of morals, principles, and integrity.
Absolutely. But you know, a lot of people, morals and integrity don't mean nothing to them. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, the question that I'm really putting out there is, what is the work that we're willing to do to have a good life? A lot of people don't want to put in, but they expect to get out. You know what I'm saying? And
well,
if you don't put in, you can't get out. It's sort of like a brother who work hard to get a home and a car. Then there's a brother across the street who's been smoking blunts and drinking beer for the last year or two, and this brother been putting in 18-hour days. You know what I'm saying? But
the
that
brother
across
the
street.
The one across the street might think he's living a good life, you know?
You're right. You're right. He might be happy drinking that beer, smoking that blunt. But you know, when
mm-hmm.
he crosses into a different realm, when he comes over and tries to kick from the other brother who's been busting his ass. Now, if you stay across the street smoking your blunts and drinking your beer, and that's your life and that's where your happiness lies, that's cool. You understand what I'm saying? Can't nobody knock you. You probably abiding being the best you can be. This is what I do, dog. You know, I smoke blunts all day and sip on this beer. And I know a few people like that. That is a wonderful life to them. As long as they get a 40 in the morning, a 40 in the evening, and a couple of blunts in between, the day is good.
Mm-hmm.
While you have another person who gets up, and if they haven't accomplished something, if something ain't been, you know, towards whatever their goal is in life, they don't feel right. While you have another person who gets up, and if they're not told, honey, I love you, they don't feel as though it's a good day. Because hearing, honey, I love you, is real important to them. You know what I'm saying?
I think a good life starts with inside the person, the individual, you know, and how they look at life, you know. I'm living a good life because I can wake up every day and function on my own, and every day above ground is a good one.
Okay. Hold on, I got somebody here who wants to jump in on this. I'm going to let him up in here and then Sweet D in the chat room. I'm going to say your comment in a minute. 813, you're on with Can a Player Play, K. Diddy, Lady Joy, and the nobody, Pretty Tony, as according to Lamont.
What's up? Good. Wow.
Everyone, it's you know who, Passion.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Passion, what's up, girl? To you guys today, and yeah, I completely agree with what you just said, Pretty Tony. And let each man good life, but then if you're across the street and you're smoking, partying 24/7, when you come try to take from me, that's where the problem comes. Then living the good life, if you satisfied with it and you had to. And for me, and that's what we see too many times. I take the other day and about officer killed by some young men who rob him. Why are they robbing him? If gang banging is giving life, you have to come and take from. Be okay in your world. A really bad connection here. You keep cutting
really?
It down.
That's what I was just thinking. I was wondering if it's my phone or hers. I'm like, wow, we got a horrible connection.
Really bad
you
connection.
Fading in and out.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I don't know. Can you hear me now?
Much better.
Oh, okay. I was just saying that as long as we're truly happy with our lot in life, then we're having a good life. But when we're not and we have to take from somebody else, we're not truly having a good life.
Well, I agree with you on that, but, you know, some people think that's all they know what to do is just take from others because they don't have or can't get. So they figure they can get a good life by taking from others, you know.
Then
you get a cap busted in your ass for that, you know. So,
Lady Joe, I had a bad connection there. What did you say?
I said you can get a cap busted in your ass for that. But taking from somebody. These times is hard. People ain't going to be putting up with that.
Now, and you see, and that kind of segs me right into to what another thing that I was thinking about.
So, you know, if that's the case, George, me and you finna go ride on somebody, ain't we?
Hey, okay, we can do a drive-by. I got a problem with it. Way I'm feeling right now. Let's do this, brah. We can
and
get our
game.
And
the sad part
home.
About that is the person who comes to take. You know what I mean? Because I'm from the hood, and you see a lot of things when you grow up in the hood. The sad part about the person who comes and takes from the next person, hard-earned money or whatever it is that the day, as we say in the hood, they make that lick. It's not like they make that lick and change their life and come up off it within 7 to 10 days. Hell, probably even quicker than that. This person's hard-earned whatever it is gone. Something you took months and years to accumulate is gone in days. Just like that. You know, people. And you see, we're not only talking, when we're talking about a good life, I hope anybody that's just tuning in is not thinking we're just talking about money. Sometimes, in order to have a good life, you have to have certain characteristics around you.
Mm-hmm.
Even in your home, to have a good life at home, you got to work at it. You got to work at a good life, man. A lot of us thinking, I mean, life is ain't easy. Every day is Christmas. Every day is not Christmas, man. You understand what I'm saying? In order to have that good relationship, you got to put in the work that it takes. There's certain things that you have to undergo. There's certain things you have to do in order to get a relationship. I meet you Monday. We get to know each other Tuesday. By Friday, we decide, okay, we're going to kick it and see what we can do together. But it don't stop there. You understand what I'm saying? It takes more communication. It takes more getting to know. You know, you got to work, man. You understand? To have a good life. You understand, you good folks out there listening to me? If you want to drive a Bentley, you got to work for that. If you want to have a good relationship, if you want to raise your kids. Hello?
Passion?
Passion?
Yes. Yes. I'm here.
You're just talking in the background.
I thought she had to show what she wanted to say. You wanted to say something, Passion?
That wasn't me.
Wow.
Oh,
I didn't say a word.
K. Diddy, stop playing games, K. Diddy. Stop playing. I'm going to mute you.
Why is God to be me, the most intelligent one on the phone?
Oh, for that exact reason, okay?
Hey, Lady Joy, you see, I ain't making this up right now. He on one today. But you know what? Yes, oh, great one. Do you have anything wise to put into this conversation right now, since you are the most intelligent one on the phone, sir? Please share your knowledge with us.
Well, first of all, everything I say is wise to begin with. But
okay.
I was letting you have your reign. So go ahead, brother, reign on us, man. You know, spread your infinite wisdom, and then I'll add to it momentarily.
Do we have any tweeters in the house? Because you know I love tweeters.
Oh, Lord, no, we ain't got no tweeters. We got some folks in the chat room. That same young lady, Sweet D Love, says you better work. You know what I mean? She says you got to get rid of negative energy and people and places and things in order to have a good life.
I totally agree.
So that's what's jumping off in the chat room with Sweet D Love. And
if you got negative energy around you, you ain't got nothing happening, because nothing will come of it, because it's keeping you down.
Definitely. There's no two ways about that. There's absolutely no two ways about that. And even with the negative energy, the only way you're going to rid the negative energy from around you to get good positive flow is to work. It ain't just going to get up and walk away from you. You got to identify the problem, then try to get rid of the problem. And that in itself takes work sometimes, because sometimes certain people come on like an infection. Just come into your life and just infect your life, man. And the only way you can get rid of that infection.
They can infect your life like they can infect your computer.
Oh, hold on. You know what? I didn't hear that last part. Please go ahead and say that again.
I said they can infect your life like they can infect your computer.
Yes, they can. Yes, they can.
Spread an unwanted virus.
You know what I mean? That's the price that we got to pay in this here life sometimes. And so, ladies and gentlemen, right here on Can a Player Play It today, that's what we're trying to put out there into the world. We're trying to put our energy, despite whatever we're all going through, we're on here this week trying to put it out there, man. Let you know, in order to have a good life, the price is work. You got to get these things from around you. Ooh, hold on. Sweet D Love says emphatically infected. I don't know what that means. But I suggest it's antibiotics. She said emphatically infected. So I guess they might put a stamp on your life when they come in through an infected, man.
Oh, yeah, you don't want that.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't want none of that.
So Sweet D Love says stick to sweet, positive energy. That's what we're talking about right here on the show today. Sweet, positive energy. You know what I mean? Y'all know the number, 646-929-2870. Join us, Lady Joy and your boy Pretty Tony. I'm not even going to call the other person's name, you know what I mean? For real.
You guys are fighting. That's cute. cute. That's cute. Do I need to put both of y'all in the corner for a timeout?
Oh, wow.
I want y'all to kiss and make up and quit playing.
But you know what?
Wow.
I'm going to do right by him. We're about to take a quick little musical break, and we're going to feature Kanye, an artist on World Movement Records. If y'all don't know, under the guidance and tutelage of my esteemed colleague, K. Diddy. Back in the building, 646-929-2870. Can a player play? K. Diddy, Lady Joy, always rolling with me, and we have a good time on here. You know, we go at each other a little bit, but it's all still love at the end of the day. And I see a couple more people have popped in to join. Welcome to Can a Player Play. You know what I mean? If you want to say something, press the number one and join us. Basically, today we're talking about the price of a good life. Things we got to do to have a good life. You know what I mean? You can't procrastinate. You got to participate if you want to have a good life. And that's coming straight out of the book, Playerology, by yours truly, Pretty Tony. Available at www.worldmovement.com. You like that, huh, Joy?
I love it.
Shameless plug. Shameless plug.
Yep.
I mean, you got to participate. You cannot procrastinate. If you want a good life, if you want your children to grow up the right way, you got to participate. If you want to make the money to get a Bentley, you got to participate. If you want a good life, a good wife, you got to participate. And we have somebody new joining us, 347. You're in the building. What's good?
Hello.
Hello. You had your hand up. I've let you in.
Hello.
Hey.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, we got you.
Hey, Pretty Tone.
Hey, Pretty Tone.
And Lady Joy.
This is Nina.
Hey.
I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Oh,
what
hey, Brooklyn in the house.
And
that's
sweetie,
what I'm talking about.
I have my sister here, and we're chilling and, you know, listening to the show and all. And
mm-hmm.
Hey.
Checking you all out. I'm loving
that's
you.
What I'm talking
are we going in and tell me?
Yeah, you're going
yeah.
in and out. Your phone
that's
is going
in
and
out
a little bit.
Okay, we'll call you back on another phone. But I'm loving the show.
Yeah, hit us back. Well, welcome
yeah,
to the show.
Me.
All right. Now.
Okay. Can you hear us better now?
Yeah, much better.
Oh, okay, great. You know those cheap phones you get real fast, $10 on the
phone? Yeah, them swap meet phones. We know all about them swap meet phones.
It works until something like this happens. But I'm listening with the show, to the show with my sister, and I'm enjoying everything. I really am. I love this.
Good,
oh,
good.
Well,
we want you to enjoy it every Sunday with us.
Okay, I'll try. I'll try.
You got anything you want to throw into the jumbo gumbo we got going over here? What is something that you think is necessary for somebody to have a good life?
First of all, it's great health. We have to be more conscious of our health. I was really active, very, very active, until one day I had a mini stroke. I had
okay.
no signs of it coming. It just happened. And
wow.
From then, I was more conscious of what I eat and of my positive stress, because some stress could be positive, some negative. So I start letting people go, not answering my phone. When they call, I have an attitude, so they'll stop calling. You know, I have to eliminate certain people out of my circle in order to live. So first
sometimes
you
got to do that.
Yeah, I say health. Health is the first thing. And money, definitely, to chime in on that, money will make you happy, only because when you have funds available, you could do more things. You open
mm-hmm.
up more avenues. You're able to do more for yourself and people you love. And so it could make you happy. So I'm not saying that the green paper in itself, but the things it allows you to do definitely could make your life more happy.
And that will definitely take stress off your life when you see that you can pay your bills, keep the lights on, and pay the rent. That's less stress on that you have to worry about.
Right, right. And I agree with all that what you just said, because I've been in that situation with all those things, the lights, the gas, the rent, and it's very stressful when you can't have those things, and those are necessary
mm-hmm.
to be happy.
Exactly.
So the finances to pay for that, get shoes for your kids, to be able to get their hair cut, all these things.
Right.
The money can make your life happier.
So when somebody says money can't make you happy, I don't agree with that.
You know what I say?
Because
we haven't lived long enough.
Exactly. In this day and age, money is going to make a lot of folks happy right about now. Believe me, if I have somebody about now, I'll be doing backflips, okay?
I'll do it with you. That's right.
I'll do a backflip. And as a matter of fact, I would be in the mall right now shopping while I'm doing the show, okay?
With a smile on your face, right?
I know.
And absolutely knowing what to do with it is also
yep.
what
I'd
makes
I'd be trying on some shoes right now while I'm talking about y'all.
Right.
Talking to y'all, okay?
Right. That's right. But I'm Nina, and I'm going to chime in whenever I'm with Sweet D Love. I'm going to chime in with her, and I enjoy you guys, all right? I'm going to listen.
Well,
we enjoy talking
we
to you, too.
And big up to you, K. Diddy. Heard a lot about you. God bless.
Thank you.
And everything is true.
And I am the wise one here on the show trying to keep y'all balanced.
Whatever.
For a man who ain't said too much of nothing, you sure is gobbling up a lot of ear time by your intelligence, sir.
I'm going to have to send both of y'all to opposite corners and give you a timeout.
So what I'm going to do is right now I'm going to be quiet and I'm going to say, K. Diddy, this is your moment to shine, sir. Please do not let me steal your thunder. Go right ahead.
Go ahead, bro.
Well, like you pointed out earlier in the show, I think everybody considers a good life relative to their situation, and it varies. But like I mentioned to you, some people, if you're going to take it from the spiritual aspect of life, where you suppose that, well, first of all, let me make one of those disclaimers. This show is meant for those people that's out there that have some rationale or some semblance of being reasonable. And I know we talked about the people sometimes that don't understand what we're talking about, but, you know, if it's over their head, we really can't help that. We're trying to reach the people that can be reached, that kind of understand, that are trying to live life and trying to have a successful life. And I guess that's debatable, too, because everybody's term of what they consider successful is different. But back to the topic of this show, what do we consider a good life? Is it financial success, romantic success, or just personal achievement? And I think for me, I think it's all of it. I think we need all of it to be well-rounded, to be balanced. I think it takes all of that. Any one of those things, you know, it'll suffice for a short period of time, but not for long. So there, how about that, pretty Tony, Lady Joy?
Hey, I can dig it. I can dig it.
I can dig it, dig it.
I definitely dig it, but I thought you were going to elaborate a bit more on it. But you know what? Being the kind of guy that I am, I'm going to hitch my wagon on to you.
Well, see, the thing of it is, I think, you know, people talk too much as it is. I wish they start selling more oxygen, because if people talk less and did more, we probably would be a little further down the road than what we are. So I think people talk too doggone much myself.
What do you mean, talk too much?
Don't talk about it, be about it. Damn it.
Okay, I got you. I got to, you know, they talk a lot of smack and can't back it up.
Don't talk about it. Be about it.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
there
you
go.
Actually,
and that way you can show you got a good life, because you can back up all the smack you've been talking.
What you say?
Well,
yeah,
don't we always say, player, step your game up? Ain't that what we're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Don't talk about it. Be about it.
Available at www.worldmovement.com, along with
Show You Right.
Show You Right. Well, yeah, you got to be about it, man. That's one of the things that I want to emphasize to people. We can sit up and jibber-jabber and yitty-yatta all day long, and, you know, K. Diddy just stomped right into what I was about to say, that you can sit up and talk about all these things. I was going to say the story of the couple that we see that, you know what I mean, man, I'm sick of him, man. I'm sick of her, man. I'm sick of him, man. I'm sick of her. I can do better. Y'all can do better. And 20 years down the line, you see them again. Yeah, I'm sick of her. Yeah, I'm sick of him. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You don't talk about it. Be about it. And you know, who wants to spend a lifetime, you know, this is really a rhetorical question, because there are some people, you know, it varies by each individual. But you can't spend a lifetime married in misery, man. You can't spend a lifetime just locked away in shoulda, coulda, woulda. You got to do something. You know, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step, man. So if a good life is what you desire, whatever that good life is, if you require spiritual goodness, you have to go closer to the energy that will give you that spiritual good life. If you think money will give you a better life, you understand what I'm saying? You have to get closer to the money. You can't sit at home. It ain't going to come knocking at your door. Ed McMahon is gone. Rest in peace, Ed McMahon. You understand what I'm saying? You got to get up and shake up to have it. You know, the price of a good life is you got to put in to get out. That's what we're talking about on here today. That's what the price is. That is one of the main costs of having a good life is putting in work. If you want to have a better relationship with your mom or your dad, so things kind of rocky because of some past history, you got to put some work in with that person so y'all can cross over the bridge to a good life. You feel me? If you want a better relationship at home with your man, y'all done hit, or your woman, you done hit a rough patch, you got to build that bridge. Lay it out one, you know, little rack at a time till you complete that bridge to what you're seeking. I can't tell you what you're seeking. Hell, you may be seeking enlightenment. You better get closer to Buddha. Meditate some more. You know what I mean? You done gained a few pounds and you're unhappy with it. Go work your ass. That's what it's all about.
That's right. You're right about that. You know, a lot of people do a lot of complaining and stuff like that, and that's all they do is complain. Okay, well, people tired of hearing that. Do stuff about it. Get up off your ass. Work off those 40 pounds. Okay, go out there, try to find that better job. Okay?
You know what I mean? Oh, hold on. Sweetly Love in the chat room says, live the abundant life in every area of your life. Cut the cords of anything that does not allow you to grow. Straight up.
Yeah. Oh, she's so right about that one there. So right.
Straight up, man. That's what you got to do. If something impeding your growth, you got to grow past it. And sometimes you do, and you got to grow away from it sometimes.
Yep. You can't let life hold you back. You can't let life hold you back. You got to keep moving. You got to keep moving.
Every week.
Otherwise, you're going to be stuck, and you're going to be complaining, and ain't nobody going to want to hear that.
Straight up, every week we come on here, and I try to tell y'all, life on this planet is a vacation. You are not here for that long. Trust me when I tell you this. I was in a store the other day, and I had one of my philosophical thoughts. So as I was standing in the store, I said, one day to come, everybody in this store is going to be gone. And this damn store might be in a whole different set of individuals will be standing in this very spot in that very moment. Somebody named Nina says it takes courage to have a good life. Yes, it does.
Takes courage to have a good life. Let me think about
yes,
that.
It does.
What to think about that?
She loves that. That's my sister. You know what I mean? Yes, it does. It takes a bit of courage to have a good life because you have to make the decision. You know what I mean? You're stepping out your comfort zone. You deserve a little better. You deserve a little better. We all deserve a little better.
I think we deserve a lot better, Tony, to be truthful. You know what I mean?
Preach that.
The question is, what you going to do about it?
Well, like I said, you got to step out, you know, just quit, you know, yapping and talking about it. Do something about it. Get out there and do it. You know, show me what you're working with. You don't have to bend over. Just show me what you're working with.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. I'm even taking a step further. If you want something, yeah, you got to be like, show me what you're working with. Yeah. Do something strange for this here change. But anyway,
That's another show.
Yeah, there y'all go with that old sick shit there.
Yeah, that's something that you love, so don't start, okay?
All I got to say is we're going to take a quick little musical break, and ain't nothing wrong. Do something strange if you want a little
strange. But it's
strange.
Yeah, I'm out at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pull me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like the Simmons whipping pastry, cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my top, sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from. I made the Yankee hat more famous than the Yankee can. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of niggas walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot. Corners will be selling rock. Africa been by the shit, home of the hip hop. Yellow cap, juicy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fair. They act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked city. It's a pity half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special, and I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. Three dice, Zelo, three card Marley, Labor Day parade, rest in peace, Bob Marley, Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade, long live the King, yo, I'm from the Empire State. So they could step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties. You sip the life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the apple eve. Caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style. And in the winter gets cold, in vogue with your skin out. City of sin, it's a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad, the city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip, now she got a bust out. Everybody ride her, just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin. And Jesus can't save you, life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlights. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. Empty and made, got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
Absolutely.
You gotta rock the boat.
And we've been trying to be good today, and that, you know, that can be boring.
Hey, man, check this out. You know what I mean? Ladies and gentlemen, I've seen a couple more numbers pop on the switchboard. Area codes I don't even know, 706-347, you know, welcome to the show. Can a player play? This week we're talking about a good life, whatever your definition of a good life is. We're discussing it a little bit. And also, we're doing a lot of shameless plugs because that's what we do on here. We're over here promoting this energy, promoting our projects, and we promote everybody. Hell, last week a lady came on with Lady Joy promoting her book for the single mothers out there. I ain't going to front like I remember the name, but I'm still showing her love this week by saying, Lady Joy, you remember the name of the book?
Wow.
No, but she is a friend. Hey, I got a lot of things going on, okay? I can't remember everything. But you can go to my Facebook, and it's on my Facebook, okay? And it is promoting single motherhood, which is a good thing because there's a lot of single mothers out there, and they can use the advice from a girl's book, okay? And I will be putting together my own show on radio where I'll be having guests come in like you, Tony, so you can discuss your book, and also for Robbie, for her to come on and discuss her book. And it's going to be a midweek show. And, you know, you'll be hearing
positive
more about
energy.
It.
Positive energy, man. That's what it's all about. You understand what I'm saying? Everything in life, you know what I mean? I'm going to quote you something out of the book Playerology, and this is dedicated to the haters. You know what I mean? You're so busy spitting venom that you poison your own game, and at the end of the day, you can't stop a player shine, and that makes you mad because you're bitter. So you keep staring, and I'm going to keep glaring, and a brother going to make your outlook blurry. We see you clearly, hater, and we're going to keep being the best us that we can be. That's dedicated to you folks out there who get up on a daily basis just trying to be haters. You understand what I'm saying? You can't be a part of the good life if you're a hater. Straight up, man. It takes love to make love. Hate don't make love. Love make love. You understand what I'm saying? So all you people out there who don't have enough love in your life, I suggest whatever love you need, whether it's love of money, love of another, love of God, love of yourself, get some more love in your life, man. You did?
Well, you know what a hater, you know what a hateration comes in? A person is miserable within themselves, you know, and they don't like to see nobody else happy. They don't like to see nobody else with anything. So they're going to hate on them. They're going to do whatever they can to take from them, whether it's physically or emotionally or verbally, whatever. You know, don't let nobody browbeat you down because they're hating from within themselves. You know, quit drinking that haterade and step up and move on with your life. That's why I was talking about earlier, the jackasses that put viruses in people's computers and stuff. You know, that could ruin somebody's life, you know? And they ain't had nothing better to do than to sit around and create bullshit to make somebody else miserable. That's being a hater. There's a bunch of them out there. So, you know, get a life. Do something positive.
There you go.
You want to spread a virus, spread a virus, something that's positive. You know, don't be... because somebody else got it going on and you can't get it going on, get it up, or whatever your problem is, work on it. Improve yourself and quit tripping.
And there you go. And that goes to all you people out there who you're so busy turning the mirror on everybody else and wondering why your mess ain't going right. First of all, you are a mess. That's why things are messy around you. You understand what I'm saying?
And
so
when
in
you
order,
point,
and then you want. Go ahead, Joy. Go right ahead.
And when you pointing one finger at somebody else, three or four more of them are pointing back at you. Remember that.
That's the truth. That's the truth. You know what I mean? And a lot of people don't even realize that sometimes, and, you know, you got what I like to call the secret haters. You know what I mean? For anybody just joining us, you know, welcome to the show. A couple of people just jumped in the chat room. Wise Slave, you talking? Yeah, we talking about haters, but we talking about good life and what it takes to have a good life. And we talking about the different aspects of a good life, you know what I mean? $Net, welcome to the show. I see you in the chat room, baby. You know what I mean? Everybody just joining us, you know what I mean? we're talking about what is the price of a good life, and we're talking about getting up them haters off you. But right now I want to talk about the secret haters, the ones who don't let you know they're hating. They're smiling with you. They're eating with you. They're chilling with you. You know what I mean? They're around you playing with your kids. You know what I mean? Talking to your significant other all the time. They ain't full of nothing but contempt for you in their heart. You secret haters. You know what I mean? Those are the ones you got to watch. Because the one who's showing you that they're hating you, you keeping him at a distance, you know, or her at a distance. Because, ooh, y'all women take it to another level. But that's another day, another topic. I'm talking about you secret haters.
There you go. There you go.
You know what I mean? You around people and you acting like we cool, and but now you secretly plotting a brother's demise and stuff. You suspect, homie. That's why I stay annoyed. Straight up. What else? Somebody in the chat room said, they in there talking to themselves. Well, keep talking to yourselves. Make new friends. Welcome to the show.
What'd you say? Make new friends.
Yeah, I mean, we love y'all. That's what we're here doing.
Yeah.
Making new
friends. Make new friends, but keep the old one as silver and the other one's gold. Remember that.
Straight up. So, yeah, we got our eyes on you, too. We ain't forgot about the haters. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they're out there. They are out there. Like my homeboys, the OJs, talking about them backstabbers. That was back in the day. We've renamed them haters now. We've renamed backstabbers haters now.
Yes, indeed. Hold on. I think Sweet wanted to say something. Sweet, you on the line?
Yeah, it was Nina who wanted to say something. Hold on.
Well, let Nina say something. Welcome, Nina.
I was agreeing with Lady Joy, everything, but I couldn't talk because I had the phone on the wrong thing. I'm new to this. I'm just here because of Sweet D. Love. I'm new to this.
Okay. So you agreeing with
That's
Lady
okay.
Joy?
We got this.
I'm agreeing with her. But I was saying that I think that the viruses are sometimes created by these large corporations that want to keep robbing us.
Oh, girl, you hit the nail on the head. You hit the nail on the head.
Do you ever notice they keep coming up with this new software?
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I called three places yesterday and asked them, you know, we can give you a free diagnostic, but you got to buy this software. So the corporations creating that crap, you know, just so you can have to put out some more money.
Mm-hmm.
That's hating, too. Now, that's greed.
Yep, and they have it set up that they put this false message on your computer that says, if you want to fix this, click here, and when you click there, it actually gives you the virus.
Okay.
So you have to be careful with that, too. You know, you have to stay in touch with a lot of people that have a lot of computer knowledge. That way it could save you from some of those viruses.
Man,
that's what I just tried to tell her that.
Oh.
Spread the love.
I was
813, you on with us, too. I'll let you in. Go ahead and say your piece, 813.
His passion again, and I was just going to make two comments. The first one being that one thing that I didn't hear anybody talk about putting into the mix for a good life is education. A lot of people lack the knowledge that it takes to have a good life, and so education is paramount to having a good life, number one. Number two, I was just going to say, tapping into what Joy was just talking about, I had a virus come on my computer this week, too, and just like the young lady was just saying, mine was attributed to the actual virus spyware software company trying to force me to accept their software onto the computer. And our IT guy actually had to clean my whole computer up and put the new Windows 7 on there because it had messed up my computer this week at work.
So, yeah, you see, that's even the cause right there, the haters, the corporate haters. We got y'all on our radar, too. We ain't stupid, man. We catching on slowly but surely. You know what I mean? They hate us, too, so we're going to throw them in the big old pot that we're talking about. people that stand in the way of our good life. Y'all done got us hooked on these computers. I remember, and I'm not even showing my age because it wasn't that long ago. I remember the first time I heard about the super information highway. You know, I remember that when that was a terminology for it.
Mm-hmm.
Now we just talk about the internet like it ain't nothing. There was a time ago the internet, we didn't even know what the internet was. When it first came along, everybody was poking at it. Now it done became a part of us. So it's one of those infections I'm telling y'all about. But this is one we can't get rid of because everything now is, well, if you do it online, it's free. But if you come in, it's $5.
Well, yeah, it does it.
Phone, it's 10. You know, if you talk to us on the phone, it's $10. Damn, there go the price of a good life. You see, we talk about everything on here. You know what I mean? If you come into the bank, it's $10. But if you do it online, it's free.
Yeah. Wow.
They're trying to tell y'all need to be computer literate.
You know
well,
what I mean?
Not everybody's able, you know? That's
everybody's
going to
be there.
Like
all those that aren't able are going to be in trouble. That's all I know.
That's why we come to people like you, knowledgeable folks.
Yeah,
okay. Hi, I'd like to add something. This is Nina from Brooklyn, 3D's friend. In my neighborhood, they have free computer services. So whether you're in an area and you could afford the computer, there's always going to be, in certain neighborhoods, free computer services. You could go in and you tell them you live in the neighborhood. You could use the computer to do whatever you like. You could print things for free. You could go on the Craigslist. You could do whatever you want to do. And that's in every, what they call, socioeconomic neighborhood. So if you just look and ask, you'll find that, I'm sure, in every neighborhood. So there's really no reason. The library has it for free, and you could just go on, sign up, go on, and use the computer every day. No,
oh, yeah, you can do that here, too, at the library. But when you have your own computer and you have problems, when you're in the hood or whatever, they're going to charge you to fix it. And it's like what you said. I think it's the big corporations that's doing that, you know, just so we didn't have to come out of pocket. Like you said, Tony, there goes the good life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, since I live in New York, we can go to Chinatown and have them do it. I only charge you $50.
Hey, I'm going to say something because a couple more people jumped in here. I know you're tuning in, and you're like, what they talking about? Wasn't they just talking about haters? On Can a Player Play, we talk about life. And right now, we swung the conversation to computers because that's what the hell we feel like talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get lost. We just talk about life on here, and we're discussing the aspects of life and the corporate haters.
And
let's be real. That's what we're talking about.
And computers can't be somebody's good life that's being ruined because of all this crap that's going around. They consider themselves having a good life because that's how they make their living, on their computer. And then when, you know, you have to deal with this kind of crap, there goes your good life.
Straight up.
To chime in on what Joy is just saying, yes, you literally, if your computer is your way of making your good life, if you don't have one of those little disks, things that drives that you can stick on there and download all your information and you just left it on your computer and someone puts a virus on your computer, they just wiped out everything that you were trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It can ruin your
life.
Mm-hmm.
And there goes your good life. Because not only that, beyond wiping it out, you know, your banking information, your private information, your little love notes you done sent to your boo, some of y'all emailing each other naked photos and stuff. Yeah.
Your porn sites and all of that.
Porn sites.
Your dominatrix sites and all of that.
All of that.
All that's wiped out.
And more.
By the way, to the BBWs, K Diddy still love y'all. Y'all can hit him up as ilovebbws.kdiddy.com. Got mad love for y'all.
See, now you got to do is tell me now what a BBW is.
Big, beautiful women.
Oh, okay. Oh.
That's what we on here talking about. Man, first let me take a moment. I see area codes on here, 843. I don't even know where 843 is, so welcome to the show. 706. Say that again.
Let them in.
Well, if they want to get in, just hit the number one. If you want to listen to our voices, hey, we love the fact that you took a moment to join us. Welcome to the show. We're talking about the price of a good life. What does it take to have a good life? You know what I mean? We've had my folks from New York chime in, and we're talking about everything on here. And like they said, you know, a lot of us need our computer to have a good life. You understand what I'm saying? And there are other aspects. There's some people, like Passion chimed in and said, you can't, without an education, you can't have a good life. And by the way, I want to back that point up a little bit, because you can't be ignorant your whole life. You know what I mean? Earlier in your life, maybe, but as you get older, you got to get some kind of knowledge and understanding of yourself and what's going on around you, because the word education doesn't just mean going to school. It means you can go into the school of life. You got to educate yourself on the aspects of a good life. You got to educate yourself on the aspects of a good relationship.
Right, right. But you know what, too, Tony? Some people think that ignorance is bliss, and they just go on through life just being ignorant, you know, thinking that they're living a good life and don't even know that they're not.
Shout out to the big homie, Junebug. You know what I mean? Holla at your boy. For real.
Junebug, Peanut, Ray Ray.
Get at us. Get at us. You know what I mean? But yeah,
June,
that's what it takes.
Junebug, Ray Ray,
Joy.
Oh, how can we forget Pookie? Pookie and them.
Pookie and them.
Ray
Ray and them.
You can't forget Ray Ray and them. Pookie and them. Get at me, dog. Hold on, I think 843 decided
Peanut.
To join us. Hold on, don't forget Peanut. Yeah. 843, you're on live with us. Welcome to the show.
What's happening, y'all?
Hey.
What's good?
Hey, what's up?
Tonight? I'm down in Charleston, South Carolina.
All right.
Well, welcome to Charleston, South Carolina. What's good, family? You wanted to tell us something good? Go right ahead. Welcome to the show.
All right. Y'all pretty much talk about everything and anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
We wide open, brother. You want to introduce
let me tell you, I don't know if anybody ever experienced this. Probably not. I was sleeping in my bed 9 o'clock this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I hear bam, 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 bam. This is North Charleston Sheriff Department. So I'm saying, okay. When putting clothes on, finding out what's happening, you know?
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I opened the door, they yanked me out the door. Come on. Your next door neighbor got assaulted. And the wife said he ran in this direction. Is there anybody in your house? I said, nah, there ain't nobody here, man. It's just me. They done cuff me now. They cuff me. Go into my house. Messed up all kind of stuff trying to find this dude. And then after that, said we apologize. And,
well, at least you got an apology.
About business. They didn't
take the weed, did they?
See, I started yell that out, but I don't know if y'all talk about that or not. Yeah, before I open the door,
no,
I didn't talk
about
that.
That's not.
My man, as long as he didn't get the weed, as long as he didn't get the weed.
No, man, hey, I didn't have much, but I wouldn't flush it. Yeah, I'm upset, man. I'm real shit, man.
At least you got an apology. At least you got an apology, because most cops bust in on you like that, they won't say nothing.
Well, let's talk about that. You introduced it. We're going to talk about that. Now, that may not have happened to me, but every brother done been pulled over talking about you fit a description.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting on the side of the street.
But I've been talking to other people, and I ain't met one person yet. I done talked about it. Got seven people about that. And ain't nobody ever experienced that right there. I said, oh, man. I've been upset, man.
That done
it
messed
happens.
Your Sunday. Well, first of all, it done messed your good life up. That's some hate. See, the hateration found its way to your front door. You was in your bed minding your own business.
Right. And then, you know, what really made me sit in that, they done cuffed me, and one got me outside. He talking about, if you just come out and tell me now he's in there, the charges won't be as bad. I said, you don't need too many donuts. I said, you don't need too many donuts. The other cop done start laughing and stuff. By this time, they done come out and said, nah, there ain't nobody in there.
After you to crush your stuff.
Racial profiling.
It's a way of stealing any valuables that you may have. They do that periodically in people's homes to come in and assess what it is you have in there, whether or not you have any money, any guns, just to get a profile on you as a person. Have heard of that happening.
You know, I wanted to say, see right there? That's why motherfuckers busting back at y'all motherfucking ass. For shit like that right there, though, you know? They could have easily you know what I'm saying? They could have, you know, suppose I did have somebody in there or something. And, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tell them what could have happened, you know? He done throw the gun up at me. I'm going to get on the ground. Just got finished raining, I guess, this morning. I said, I ain't getting on no ground, man. I just had my hands up. You know, but that's some foul stuff. Well, I don't know how cops are in other states. There's some shitty pigs down here, man.
They ain't, trust me, they ain't too much different in this neck of the woods, brother.
No, it ain't too much different.
Yeah, I think South Carolina, though, I don't know. I think South Carolina might be one of the worst states.
Indeed.
I don't know if y'all know the history of South Carolina like that, but there's some shitty ass police down here, man.
People in general, man.
I'm talking about white folks now. You know?
Yeah, I think the shittiness with the police department is nationwide.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because I hear they shoot first and ask questions later.
Yeah.
Most
depending on who it is.
Hey, did y'all see where they tased the little 10-year-old? Y'all see that? They tased a 10-year-old.
Wow.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have come down to the last 5 minutes of the show. We were up in here having a good time. You know, I want to thank my folks from South Carolina, my folks from the NYC. You know, I mean, Hellraiser Entertainment, I see you. What's up, family? Thank you for coming through, even though you're popping through at the last moment. You know, we're here. Every Sunday, come back through and holler at us, man. This is where we get to let y'all know where you can hit us up at, see what we're doing. Lady Joy, being the lady of the show, I'll let you lead off, even though they messed your Facebook page up. Tell the
man, that's the gangster
that's
of the
okay.
show.
That's okay. I got your gangster, baby. Anyway, you can catch me on Facebook because it'll be back on tomorrow. And you can also catch me tomorrow night on power88lv.com. That's the radio station I work for here in Vegas. And I'll be on from 7 to 9. We have a show called We Got Issues, similar to what we're doing here. So tune us in. That's power88lv.com. And you can also check us out online, too. We got cameras in there. So you can see us cutting up in there also. We have a good time.
All right. K. Diddy.
Yes, sir. This is your one and only.
No. Go ahead.
It's your one and only Lamont, a.k.a. K. Diddy, World Movement's Finest. You can always check us out at worldmovement.com. Come get your books. Come get your music. And you can email me at Lamont@worldmovement.com, office number 323-957-7322. Come through, check us out, get your autographed copy of Can I Play? Oh, what am I saying? Can I Play a Play? That's the show. Play a step your game up. Y'all know what I'm saying.
Yes,
get at
indeed us. We do. Yes, indeed we do. Making it official like a referee with a whistle, man. www.worldmovement.com. come through, check your boy out, man. Grab a copy of the book, Playerology, Player Step Your Game Up. We got working on the new book for the first quarter next year. We're dropping the new book. You know, World Movement making big moves this year. We're dropping the album West Coast Bangers. Go check us out on iTunes. We on CD Baby. If you like my voice and you can't, you one of them folks who don't want to be bothered reading the book, you can go download it at CD Baby, man. You can go download it on iTunes. Check your boy out. It's Playerology or Player Step Your Game Up. You know what I mean? Yo, El Boogie, where else we got the book at, man? It's everywhere, man.
I don't know. I just want to also let the listeners know, if you got any books that you need to get published, need to get out there, you also get out at worldmovement.com. We are signing authors. We are publishing books for other writers. Also, the first of the year, look out for the Rising Star Industry Showcase. For those that wish to come perform in beautiful Las Vegas, get at us. Same number, 323-957-7322 or worldmovement.com for the info.
We hot like fire up in here, man. Worldmovement.com.
Come down with me, I say, every time. Come down. them up and go. Uh-oh, cha-cha-ching, ching. You come lay up the pop. I'm the lyrical gangster. Big up the crew in the area.
They know.